What's up, everyone?
What is up? Episode 26.
Yeah. And as always, the podcast is sponsored by Celloway Coffee. I don't know where the graphic went, but use that code, KETOMM, for 10%
off. That's the important part.
That's the important part. We're also sponsored by Tonic CBD. Hit up tonicvibes.com and use that code or that link, tonicvibes.com/ref/KETOMIKE, to pick up your tonic. And do not forget that we have merch available.
We do have merch available.
So go to, I shortened up the URL on there, so now you can go to teespring.com/stores/MWMM, and you can pick up your t-shirt to support the podcast. So do that, get a shirt, and be awesome. All right.
What up?
What up?
We're back.
And we're here. Where are my beverages? There they are. There they are.
Dying to crack this open.
Yeah. Crack it. Ooh, baby.
Oof. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Good stuff. All right. A lot of good stuff for you guys today. And a big announcement at the end.
Don't forget my tonic.
You can't forget that.
My CBD. Whew. Sorry,
what's
a few
up,
minutes
Kim?
Behind. That's my fault.
Alright.
Do we go one more?
Yeah, always one more.
Go one more.
Oof, that was a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah, cheers.
Cheers,
episode
buddy.
26.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
Sail away.
Thank you, sail away.
You're back in our,
as always.
In our good graces. But when are you not?
Ah, yeah. I gotta get more of those Celsius drinks tomorrow.
Yeah, those were really good last week.
I gotta stop and get those.
CBD in my tonic.
My goal is to have you guys say, hey, Cayman, every episode. That way, you guys are super famous.
Hey, Kim. You got it.
I can't see anymore because it does this to me. How did I, we got it fixed last time.
Well, you used your computer last time.
Oh, I did.
That's why.
Well, I'm sure the rest of what you said was hilarious.
Yeah, Cayman, it like cuts off at super famous. So,
super famous, I.
Oh, there it goes. Well, mine, I'll be famous too.
Yes.
Mine actually worked. Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, you will. No, we are. You'll be the first guest on. How about that?
Yeah. And then we're going to get customized shirts that say, hey, Kim, in quotation, in quotes, in
hey,
quotation
Kim.
Marks on the sleeve. That's going to be our new catchphrase. Welcome back to Mondays with Mike and Marty. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Even if you're not watching. Hey, Kim. What's up, Lori? How's everything?
Lori, how are you? Everyone's joining. What's up? What's
I lost
up?
My voice the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, now I'm like, I had an event for Mission.
Yeah.
It was Cal Harbor 10K.
I saw that, yeah.
It was sick.
Okay.
Chaos, complete madness. But it was a lot of fun, a lot of cool people. Everyone was super nice.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, which is like, not that, like, I mean, like, not that I'm surprised. Like, it's cool that everyone was super nice. Was,
yeah.
Everyone was, like overly nice.
Okay.
Which was a great thing. Cause
yeah.
They were like, God, thank you so much. I was like,
hey, no problem.
So that was cool. I handed out no cookies.
Nice.
I handed out Eating Evolved coconut butter cups.
Okay.
I handed out Roar drinks, cases and cases and cases of them.
Okay.
So my original plan,
these
Nadine, was to, yeah, had every flavor of them.
Roamer. Or Roar.
Roar.
Whatever. Roamer? No, Roar.
I don't know why they did that.
I don't know.
So, my original plan was to, this is what I usually do with the demos. I cut up
and
the milk cookies. I pour out the drinks. Samples.
Okay.
Couldn't cut it up and pour it out fast enough. There were 5,500 competitors in this 10K.
Damn.
Not including the friends and family that were there to support them.
Damn.
So I was dealing with probably close to like 6,000, 7,000 people. So
that's
yeah,
a lot of people.
Me by myself cutting up no cookies and pouring out, gently, calmly pouring out raw drinks was not happening.
There you go.
I was just like, you get a cookie, you get a cookie. I was
Oprah.
I was Oprah. I was just handing out full bottles, full cookies. It's a good thing I had as many as I did.
I feel like that's what happens at
like,
most of those events.
I just like gave out a card and, no, it's like 10 minutes from the Huntington store.
Yeah.
I gave out a card and a cookie, a card, you know, asked them a flavor. I was just giving them out. The new no cookies are the smaller ones now.
Right.
So it actually worked out better instead of giving out huge cookies.
Yeah.
You know, and then at one point I just had a group of people around my table in a line. And I was just like, that's when I lost my voice. I was not yelling, I was projecting my voice saying, listen, I'm giving all this stuff out for free. The only thing I ask in return is that you grab cards and visit our stores. That's it. And they were like, hell yeah. I tried to limit it to one.
Right.
Same day, man. People in London.
That's awesome.
And I was like,
what's up?
So that was a lot of fun. But from projecting my voice for for so long. It was early, too. It was like 6 a.m.
Damn. Yeah, it was early. It was Saturday.
It was cool, though, because it's Saturday.
Oh,
it was in Cal Harbor.
Yeah.
Which is in the village of Northport, which
yep.
I've never been to before.
Very nice area.
Dude, sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a cool little village. Like, it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I was set up in the parking lot, in the harbor, right on the water.
Sick.
So I was like, I don't care how early it is, this is a great view.
Yeah.
I was just like, alright, this is awesome.
You're in nice weather.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really cool. Good people.
Good people, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I hopped up on Guru energy drinks.
I feel like at most of those events, it usually starts off with like samples of the bottles.
Yeah.
And as more and more people come, they're like, no, fuck it. Here's
and then
a
people
here's
were trying
bottle,
to like take the bottles. I put a bunch out and they were trying to open it and pour it themselves because I had cups.
Yeah.
And they kept pouring it. And you know, when the like in the little plastic flimsy cups,
yep.
the liquid hits the side. And it,
mm-hmm.
So there was spilling shit all over my tablecloth.
Good job, guys.
So at that point, I was just like, take the whole bottle.
Just take the whole bottle.
I can't watch this. And,
yeah,
I don't have time to pour it for you.
At the because
people were just grabbing cookies at that point.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, like that's great, they're free, but like I'm here promoting mission. Like if you're grabbing a cookie, that's great. You know, how are you gonna know where it's from?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I was like, you know, I was to the point where like, all right, I was asking, okay, what flavor would you like? I was taking a cookie, taking a flyer.
Did you guys get peanut butter yet?
Handing them both to us.
Did you guys get peanut butter milk cookies yet?
They made them.
I think they announced them at the Olympia.
Oh,
speaking.
Did they? I didn't see it. I posted
think
it.
So.
That would be. That's a sick place to announce them.
Yeah.
I always wondered. I was like, why would you not do peanut butter?
Peanut butter is the best.
Like,
flavor.
Do peanut butter or do like, No Foods is genius. They can figure out a keto friendly low glycemic oatmeal raisin.
Oh.
You know how easy that would be, or a snickerdoodle,
yeah.
or a cinnamon is like snickerdoodle. But
yes.
if they could with their genius production team, they could figure out an alternative oatmeal raisin.
Yes.
Easily.
Absolutely.
But peanut butter, oh my god.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Olympia, the Olympia is the way, yeah, that's the place to announce it.
I saw the guy that runs it, I think he put it on his story, and
Melissa had
that
it
does
hers.
All
yeah.
the,
yeah.
the marketing.
Who you follow,
who,
Yemeni?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yemeni
Keto
Head. And Melissa, yep.
Keto Head, yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking shredded that dude.
He does keto Monday through Friday. Last time I checked, he does keto Monday through Friday,
okay.
and he eats and drinks whatever the fuck he wants on Saturday and Sunday.
That's how life should be.
And he's shredded.
What is that, like cyclical
right.
keto,
yeah.
right? Yeah, right.
I've actually been doing that too. Someone asked me today.
It works.
I posted a little progress picture.
I saw.
You know, and I actually have been seeing differences. I'm super hard on myself, so like when I see a difference, I'm like, shit, something's
shit.
Working.
You
this is cool.
Well, you're looking pretty skinny too, so.
Oh my god, I was so sad when they said that to me.
That's not such a bad thing.
It was Nadine, actually.
That's not such
she meant it in a good way, though. That's why
yeah,
I made,
that's,
that's why it was funny. She meant, like, I looked, like, leaner. Like,
yeah.
you know, obviously she skinny, you know.
It's a good thing.
So thank you, Nadine, because as much, I did make that a joke,
she
but, I
been
do,
like,
but I do appreciate that.
I could have been a little fat.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
put
that.
Put a little weight on.
So yeah, thank you, Nadine. I meant to say that the other day. Even though I made it a joke, I know what you meant, and I appreciate the compliment, because I'm working pretty hard the last week. So.
Well, on Saturday, I started my 30 days of yoga.
Mm.
So for the next 30 days, I'm going to try to do yoga for 20 minutes, if not
That's
longer,
good.
Every day.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Awesome.
I did about 19 minutes on Saturday. Did about like 18 on Sunday, and then this morning I woke up. I actually forgot to set my alarm earlier, so but I banged out another 20 minutes this morning before I left for work. So.
And that's 3 days.
It's 3 days straight.
Do you feel a difference?
I feel a tremendous difference already.
I was gonna say,
because
even after 3 days, something like that, probably.
After day one, I felt better. Because I've been having, I mentioned it last episode, that like I've been having like tightness in my knees.
Yeah.
And like going up and down the stairs, like especially going down the stairs, my knees hurt so much.
Yeah.
And I think it was just because my body's been so tight, just because I haven't really been doing much. And like today in Penn Station, going up, going down, no problems.
Wow.
So I'm feeling limber.
Okay.
Feeling a little bit more flexible and just not as much tightness in my body.
Interesting.
So it's
all right.
So far, so good.
Cool.
I highly endorse the practice of yoga.
I might give it a shot.
Get the Nike training app.
Okay.
On your phone. It's free. I look up different workouts and they take you through the entire workout.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to try
that out.
It's
pretty
dope. I'm going to try that out.
It's pretty dope. Still trying to figure out what Pilates is, guys.
Kim.
Kim. Yeah, that's
yeah,
on you.
Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah. So, what else is up?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Tired.
Same.
I'm on vacation this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
So fucking excited.
That's nice. You're off the whole week?
Yeah, I took off. I haven't had a vacation in over 4 years. I haven't taken a day off since a year and a half ago when I started with Mission.
Shit. Good for you.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a week off. You know, I wanted to do it this week because we're having that big, big keto event at Hicksville, October 14th.
Yep.
So, you know, I can't have it mixed with that. One, I'm super excited for that event. And,
yeah, it's going to be dope.
You know, we're all...
I should be there.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Should be there.
If all goes as planned, we are planning on, like, roping off a section of the parking lot and making it an indoor-outdoor event.
Nice.
10 vendors are going to come. They're going to bring tents. And it's going to be a big event.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool. We're discussing getting some merch made. We're not positive yet.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot of fun, so I didn't want it to contradict with that, because...
You do deserve a vacay.
I'm happy when people say that. Kristen Anthony said that, too.
You do deserve a vacation.
Yeah. I put, you know, they even said, they were like, yeah, take it, you deserve it.
Take it.
So I'm happy, because, you know, about over 4 years ago, I was when I had my last vacation.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a dope vacation.
Well,
that's when I went to Europe for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So like,
well, that's worth it.
I would have liked to do that again, but you can't do Europe in a week. It's just not. It's just not. I don't want. I wouldn't
want
to cram it. I'd rather go, you know, next time I have, you know, next time I can take like a time off, I'd like to do that.
That sounds good.
But you know what? I'm doing a week off and I'm going to do a little staycation.
Mm.
You know, I'll hang out. I got some friends in the city. I'll do a city day.
There you go.
You know, I'm just going to honestly just make it spontaneous. If I feel like going to Montauk one day, I'll go to Montauk.
Fucking make
day.
A trip, man.
If I want to do something, I have friends in Florida. I mean, it's really not that. I can do Florida for 2 days and then come back and finish out here. Cheap flight, 2 hours, spend 2 days there.
I like where your head's at.
You know?
I like where your head's at.
I'm doing a spontaneous.
Do it.
I'm just going to just take a week off and
do
see
it.
What the fuck comes to me.
There you go.
I needed time to recharge the batteries anyway, so.
Work hard, recharge harder.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's it. I'll be back at work on Sunday. I'm sure, knowing me, knowing that I love what I do, I'm going to be not, you know, can't wait to go back to work. But I am excited to
enjoy it and
yeah,
relax
yeah.
and fucking...
That's what I'm going to do. I'm
going to
chill out. I'm going to relax, which I never do.
Put your feet up.
Yeah.
Have a hamburger.
I am actually planning
like a slice of pizza.
I'm going to do a nice little like carb indulgence meal this week.
Solid.
Because I haven't really done like a real one.
Right.
You know, I'm
on. Of course.
I'm
on,
I
do. Yeah, you have fake
cheat meals. I'm going to do something really cool. Not sure what yet. Again, I'm just going to kind of
just wing it.
Yeah.
Wing it.
But that's going to be cool.
Well, it's good.
Yeah. I'm getting tattooed again.
Awesome. When does that happen?
October 2nd.
Sick. Where are you getting tattooed? Your stomach.
Right on my abs.
Wow.
Right on my upper stomach. And
wow.
I'm looking forward to it because it's going to look really nice. But I'm not looking forward to it because
it's
going to
hurt.
Gonna
hurt like a motherfucker.
Hurt. Oh my God.
CBD.
I'm going to, yeah. Actually, you know what? For the other, my leg one, the 7-hour one,
mm-hmm.
Our most recent, I took CBD. And it helped. It did.
Okay.
I mean, it took 7 hours.
So I was like twitching by the end. So I mean, nothing can really help at that point. But
fair enough.
The CBD did make a big difference. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I've gotten tattooed in some rough spots. The CBD made a big difference. The good thing is with this, we could break it up. October 2nd, we'll just do the outline.
Okay.
Let that heal, go back for a little bit. Break it up
into like
a couple hour
the
sessions.
Outline is sometimes the worst part of it.
I was talking about that the other day. For me, the outline is the worst. I cannot wait for the outline to be done. The shading and coloring never bothers me. I've literally fallen asleep during
the only thing I don't like about the shading is when they do a lot of one color in one area.
And they have
area,
to keep going over it again, pack it in.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah. So
October
2nd should be okay with just the outline.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rough spot. It's going to hit my ribs.
Yeah.
It's going to hit my sternum up here. Because I have a tattoo on my lower stomach.
Yeah.
So we have to stay above the belly button. So that's ribs, upper stomach, it's a sternum. It's, yeah.
It sounds awesome.
He texted me and he was like, yeah, it's going to look really cool. And then he was like, it's not going to be a fun tattoo to sit through, just so you know. And I was like,
thanks for the heads up.
I know.
Thanks for the heads up.
But it's going to look cool. I'm getting a traditional Japanese namakubi.
Sick.
Which is dope.
That's the picture you showed me last week.
Yeah. He's going to put his own little spin on it. So that's going to be fun.
Cool. Very nice, man.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Fun little things coming up.
You got some good things going on.
Still little things.
You got some good things going on.
Still little things coming up.
Well, guys, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Guess what? We have an announcement.
We do have
an announcement. We're going to bang it out right in the beginning of the show.
Super excited.
Because I'm going to forget.
Boom.
Boom.
No Matter What Apparel is officially our third sponsor. So
that's
Mondays with Mike and Marty is now officially brought to you by Sail Away Coffee, Tonic CBD, and No Matter What Apparel. So go check out their website. Really cool people.
Yep.
They have awesome clothes. I mean, they have t-shirts, they have tank tops, they have joggers, sweatpants, men and women. They're an awesome, like, athletic fit.
Okay.
So you'll see what you do.
I'm excited.
The very excited.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, big shout out to No Matter What Apparel. They are listeners of the podcast.
Sick.
And I made friends with one of the owners a few months ago. Just a really cool dude. Like, very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the industry. Just, like, really cool guy.
Sick.
Makes awesome clothes. So that highly caffeinated shirt
I
always wear.
Love
that's
it.
No Matter What Apparel. There's another really cool one. These are actually my two new favorite shirts for the last couple months that I've had them. It's the Death Before Defeat.
I like it.
Those are the types of stuff they have. So definitely go check them out. You can see on their website.
Yep. The link is at the bottom. Well, you can't click on it, but it's nomatterwhatapparel.com.
Pretty simple.
So welcome to the podcast
as
our third sponsor.
Yes. Can't wait to start wearing
extremely
stuff.
Grateful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're stoked.
Hell yeah.
To be.
Grow together.
You guys be a part of our family.
Yes.
We be a part of yours.
100%.
And as always, thank you, Sail Away and Tonic. We you
always.
Guys, we know you. We love you.
That's OG.
You know, that's what we got right here, guys. Come on.
Come on.
What's up? Tonic, Sail Away, you know.
Whoop. You know.
Whoop, whoop. I'm going to edit that whoop, whoop out.
I like that. No.
I'm not going to edit that.
No, wait.
Because
like
it's like the middle of the podcast.
My Aunt Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Avid listener, always.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to try to do that, too. I want to try to make a day trip to go see my aunt and my cousins in Jersey.
Okay.
Because we don't really.
It's a good trip to go to.
We don't usually get to do that. And I drove on last Saturday for the wedding, remember?
Yeah.
Drive really wasn't that bad.
That's good.
Threw some Joe Rogan
and How far in Jersey?
It's about an hour and a half.
Not bad.
You know, I'm going to try to set something up. All my cousins are there. I threw some Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan on.
Huh.
Their podcast is 3 hours anyway, so it lasted me literally there and back.
That's always that's always a good podcast to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always a good
podcast. It made the drive really good, and surprisingly, I did not hit any traffic.
Hmm.
So it was an hour and a half. And that was pretty much
Jersey
it.
Can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
I feel like some days you can
usually
like,
going
get
through,
straight
like,
there. But it's usually when you get like depending on how you went. Like,
yeah.
If you hit like the Cross Bronx going there.
I don't remember which way I went. Because
the Cross Bronx is
I think I took
worst.
The Frog's Neck. Is that that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. I put it in my GPS and I just listened. But it was I figured if I go during the week, in like the middle of the day, I should fly
You could get lucky.
Staten Island, yeah. She said near Six Flags. Hi, Sarah.
Near Six Flags. It's Staten Island.
Yeah, I think they're exit like 8, I think, off the Jersey Turnpike. It's not a bad drive. It's not.
All right.
I hate driving, so for me it was bad.
I love driving.
It could be worse.
Driving's my favorite. Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome. Everyone's joining the podcast tonight.
Share this out. This is a great one. Share this out. Share it with your groups. Share it with your friends, whoever.
For anyone that's tuning in, we just announced on the podcast that No Matter What Apparel is now our official third sponsor of
the
podcast.
Dope clothing.
You can hit up their website, nomatterwhatapparel.com.
Yes. And we're also going to put their Instagram link in the show notes so that
all the info's in the show notes.
Yeah, so you can check them out. They post really good content too. They're pretty big in the industry, so they cater to how people that work out and have their fitness journeys and weight loss journeys. They cater to how people like that like close fitting.
Yeah.
So they offer all different sizes, all different fits. It's pretty cool.
Love it. Did you guys see our little skit on Instagram today?
We're gonna be doing more of that.
Yeah.
Because that came out pretty good.
It did. It came out very well. Very well done.
Not bad, right?
Good job. That was a nice idea this today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll see more of that.
You'll see a lot more of that.
I think we're gonna do more of that for sure.
But yeah, we'll have some ideas.
It'll that might be, I don't know, a daily thing, you might say.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
That's it. Or follow our new Instagram.
Yeah. Mondays is Mike and Marty Podcast.
Yeah.
MWMMPC.
Quid you. Wow. That was impressive.
I almost messed
that
it up.
That was fucking impressive.
In my head, I'm like, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. I don't know. I thought I was going to mess it up. Curveball.
Got a question right off the bat. Love it, Danny.
Well,
what's
my
up?
Thing doesn't work, so.
Curveball amateur question. Other than Cello and water, what else do you all drink? I get so waterlogged after drinking water all the time.
Good question, because
I
actually hate water, and I don't drink enough of it, which is a huge downfall, and I have to force myself to drink it.
I drink a lot of water.
I do drink a lot of water now, mm-hmm. but I can't say I'm thrilled about it. I have to be really thirsty to drink it. Like,
really?
That's why I can go all day without a sip of water.
I make a habit.
I've been doing that. I've been making a habit of it, because I can go all day without drinking water, and that's one of the worst things you can do.
Yes.
I use electrolyte powder. I use Ultima Replenisher, which is keto-friendly and tastes good with no artificial sweeteners. They have like 5 different flavors, I think, now. So I use that. I love it. I use it twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I know I don't drink enough water, so that kind of a little bit makes up for
so
it.
So it helps.
The Replenisher. I drink Sail Away. I drink the Guru Energy Drinks. I drink those Celsius Energy Drinks now because they're awesome.
They are delicious.
And
well,
I also do those new Zevia teas.
Okay.
Those are very good. Zevia soda. I mean, I drink Zevia sodas too, but they make a tea now.
I saw that. That looks pretty dope. I gotta try those.
Dude, it's insane. Insane.
What's it comparable to?
Arizona iced tea. Without any sugar.
Sick.
Literally just stevia.
Sign me up.
I got the raspberry and the peach ones because when I was unhealthy, I used to chug the big 99-cent Arizona and
absolutely.
Peach Arizona iced teas, like ice cold ones. So they're actually very similar. They have 45 milligrams of caffeine per can, and they make a couple different flavors. They also do make some flavors caffeine free.
Solid.
Which
doesn't
appeal to me, but.
For me, I definitely drink a lot of fucking water.
Yes.
Sail Away, obviously. Coffee in general. But outside of those two, I drink a lot of sparkling water.
Yeah.
Poland Spring makes some really good
dude,
sparkling
flavored
water.
Ones?
Flavored ones
oh,
are
shit.
So good. Black cherry is really good. I also do kombucha.
Yeah,
kombucha is
another one I drink.
What else? Those are
White Rock has some pretty good ones too.
Really like
water. I like LaCroix too.
LaCroix is really
as
good.
Bougie as that sounds,
yeah,
I do like LaCroix.
LaCroix is really, really good.
Damn.
Yeah, really, it's water,
yeah,
sparkling
I mean,
water, coffee, and kombucha. Those are like the main things that I drink regularly.
I'm a big fan of kombucha too. I have that almost every day.
Water and sparkling water and coffee are three things that I drink every single day. Kombucha, once every other day, once a couple days, depending on if I have any. But other than that, that's really it.
Danny says he dropped diet soda and looking for options.
Solid. Good job, Danny.
Yeah, Danny. Zevia soda. Z-E-V-I-A. Yeah. Zevia soda. It tastes almost identical to real soda.
And you can get it in Stop and Shop now.
Literally, Stop and Shop. I saw it at CVS the other day. Like, you can get it anywhere now. They're pretty popular. So, that's definitely some...
LaCroix before boys.
LaCroix before boys. Agreed. Laura, what do you think about Kevita sparkling probiotic drinks? I don't know. I see those in CVS too. I've never had them.
Yeah.
They look pretty cool. I'm sure they're good.
Well, I'm about to try this tonight.
Dude, they're actually really good. They really are.
Is it Roamer?
Roar.
Roar. Oh, I see it.
Like a lion's roar. I don't know why they did that.
I'm just an idiot.
But they have a couple different flavors and they are super keto friendly. And they do taste good.
I'm gonna try this tonight, guys.
They have mango clementine. That's another good alternative.
Live on air.
Let's see. Mango clementine. It's got the electrolytes. They have.
Try it?
I tried that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. Fuck off then.
They have Georgia peach too.
Ooh, I like Dude. Georgia. Did you try the sweet Georgia peach bang?
Yes.
Legit.
Yes.
Legit.
Yeah. Insane.
They did a really good job.
Did you try the rainbow unicorn?
No.
That's the new flavor.
Is it good?
It's a rainbow. It's called the flavor's called rainbow unicorn. And they trademarked it.
I have not tried it, but I've seen it.
Insane.
Okay.
It tastes like, you know those little fruit juicy strips?
Danny, it's Zevia. Yeah, spelt exactly like that.
Yeah, Danny, you got it. Zevia soda. They have like a bunch of different flavors. And they work good as mixers too. Throw a little vodka in there on the weekend, you know.
Get lit.
Is this a good diet if you are on chemo? I mean, I would probably consult your doctor first. But I can say from research, they have been using keto medically for people that are on chemo and do have other like cancer and stuff like that, MS, epilepsy. But if you're on chemo and you're being treated,
highly suggest you talk to your doctor.
We can only talk from experience and what research we found.
And we're not medical professionals.
Yeah, we're not medical professionals, and we don't claim to be. So I mean, definitely ask your doctor. Hopefully, your doctor's open-minded enough. But I can tell you to do your own research, and you'll find that doctors have been using this keto way of eating for cancer patients and people on chemo. Unfortunately, we can't say a whole lot about it. Delicious. Zevia, yes, Danny. Zevia, they have a lime mojito. Oh my God, it's so good. Zevia actually makes a ginger beer, too.
Do that.
To make a Moscow Mule.
Interesting.
I haven't tried it yet, but mules are awesome.
Okay. First time. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. First time watching yours. You're a funny AF, Mike. Thank you. I try. I do try, actually.
You are. You're funny.
I try.
You're funny.
I think people laugh.
You're funny.
Well, welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in tonight.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Share this out. Make sure everyone sees it. Share it with your friends. Share it with your groups.
Do that.
This is one of the most, in my opinion, this is one of the most important topics we're going to touch on today.
It is. Let's get into it.
Why not?
Let's get into it.
Food.
Is energy.
Is energy.
It is. And it could not be energy because you could be eating shitty food.
Like Doritos and Lenny and Larry cookies.
And all that other crap that you...
That I ate today to do jumping jacks and kicks.
Great form, by the way.
Not bad,
that's
right?
A really good kick.
I was wearing super tight skinny jeans
today. Yeah, I saw.
I was like, damn, how am I going to do this?
I was like, did you tear his jeans?
I checked after.
Okay, good.
I wear the skinny jeans.
But they're a little stretchy.
But I make sure they're stretchy so I can still like move in them if I need to.
So you can still do kicks.
Yeah, so I can still casually.
You never know when you might need to do a roundhouse kick to a bitch.
You never know. So I can still casually perform kicks in the middle of the store.
Just in case a customer steps out of line.
Yo.
Sometimes you gotta give him a
customer steps to me sweet. About step customer steps to me about
sweet
keto.
Music, son.
No? I was bumping music today.
This is really good.
Yeah, those are they do taste really good. So food is energy.
Let's get into this.
What you eat is gonna determine how you feel and how you look.
Pretty sure I just swallowed all CBD.
Yeah, I'll probably all sink to the bottom.
Yeah.
That's why people ask me all the time, oh, well, why do you eat the way you do? You don't have weight to lose. And I'm like, womp. I never have weight to lose. I do it because of the way I feel.
Right.
I was eating shit and I was feeling like shit. My energy was super, super low because I was putting the wrong fuel in my body and it was performing like that. You put regular unleaded gas in a Ferrari, guess what it's going to do?
Probably not run well.
Probably not even start.
Probably not.
I don't know shit about Ferraris, but still, it's the same thing. You can't do that. You know, if you're putting junk food in your body, it's the same thing as putting unleaded shitty gas for a regular car into a high-end car like a Ferrari. It's just not going to work. And if it does turn on and start, it's not going to run properly.
No.
Same thing, like if you have, I notice it with my new car. I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention. If my car is on E or like super low, mm-hmm. it doesn't drive the same way.
Same.
And as soon as I fill it up, it runs a lot smoother. So it's the same thing with food and your body. It's the same exact thing. If you're putting the proper fuel in your body will run more efficiently. And your energy levels will be through the roof. People ask me all the time, hey, do you have anything for energy? First thing I ask them is, well, how are you eating? Because I can sell you an energy drink, I can sell you an energy supplement, but if you're eating like shit, it's not going to do anything. So change your diet around, change your way of eating around, and your energy levels are going to increase. Mine did. I'm wired like this all day long after working 60 plus hours a week and doing side shit. I'm still wired all day long.
That's fair enough.
And I cut back on caffeine.
Which is surprising.
Which means I should be like...
You should be fucking...
But I'm wired all day. And I actually, you know what? I got even more wired when I got back on fasting.
Well, I feel like fasting gives you so much fucking more energy.
Dude, when I'm fasting, I am like
on steam. I feel the same way.
It's insane.
I did that on Saturday, maybe? I was... I had fasted, I think, for over 20 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just like... I was so busy just doing shit that like I wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
And I was moving. I was doing fucking, I did my yoga, I did yard work, I played basketball, I did
you don't really think about
eating food. And you're just like, by the time I knew it was like 7 o'clock, I'm like, oh fuck. I was like, I haven't eaten anything today. And I'm like not even really that hungry either.
Yeah.
Like I kind of just ate cause I hit a point where I was just like, all right, maybe I should put something in my body today. Yeah. But like, I wasn't starving.
Yeah.
You know? I had a bunch of burgers with no buns and some cheese. You know? And I was good.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What you eat can give you energy or can drain your energy, guys. So, I'm new to the keto diet. Awesome. I've never tried it yet. So, it's high-fat, low-carb diet. Yeah. Pretty much. It's high, healthy fat.
Yes. That's... Low-carb. We need to drive that home.
Yeah,
healthy fat.
Healthy fat. That's where Atkins went wrong. He had the right idea. But he just didn't specify healthy fat. And I think he did high protein too, if I'm not mistaken. So it's high healthy fat, moderate amount of protein, low carb and sugar. That's another thing. People think it's no carbs.
Yes.
It's almost impossible to get no carbs. If you're doing zero carbs, you're under eating. Severely under eating.
Yes.
It's very difficult to get zero carbs though.
Everything has a carb.
Yeah, everything's going to have something in it. So yeah, it's the keto diet is high healthy fat, moderate protein, low carb, low sugar. And it's a way of eating. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, someone asked me the other day, how long has keto been around? And I told her, since the dawn of time, since cavemen, since our ancestors. She laughed. She thought I was kidding. But I was like, no, I'm being super serious. You know, cavemen ate like this. They just didn't call it keto.
That's it.
You know, and with the primal Marxism's primal health coaching course that I took, you know, he even said, he's like, our ancestors, since people in general, humans have been running off of fat for fuel.
Yeah.
You know, like our bodies prefer fat and ketones for fuel opposed to glucose. We're just so adapted to burning glucose and carbs for fuel
now, that's what the standard American diet is.
That's why people think your body needs carbs to operate, but it doesn't.
Well, it's been so driven, like ingrained into everyone's brain that you need this to survive, but really you don't.
Yeah, and then it becomes an addiction. People have such a bad relationship with food and, you know, they stress eat. But I try to tell them, like, I get it. I understand. Like, I really do. Like, I'm empathetic to it. But think about it. It's a never-ending circle. If you are stressed out, you eat comfort food because you're stressed out.
Right.
But then you stress out because you were eating like shit. And then you eat more because you're stressed out.
And then if you think about it...
Because it's a ping pong. It's a game of ping pong. It goes back and forth.
If you think about it kind of tying into the topic, it's like... Think about how you feel after eating, like, a big, shitty meal of, like, you know, I don't want to say it's a shitty meal, but say you go out for dinner and you get a hamburger with a big bun and you get a side of French fries, and before that you had a bunch of bread like that they threw on the table that you're eating. So think about how you feel after that. You probably feel really, really tired, and you probably crash really hard.
Yep.
So if you take away those French fries, mix them with the like a little side salad, take the bun off, don't eat the bread, I can guarantee you that you're going to feel like you're not going to feel tired. You're not going to crash because you don't have all that glucose in your body that you're like that's trying to be like Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner. Yes. That's the example I use in the store every day. People crash after Thanksgiving dinner.
Of course.
And they're like, oh, it's the tryptophan in the turkey. And I'm like, it's not, though. Because, like, yes, turkey has naturally occurring tryptophan. No, not enough. You would have to eat the entire fucking turkey. Like, it's not enough to knock you out like that. It's because you're eating, you know, candied yams and whatever the
hell. It's all the sides that you're eating.
Whatever the hell else you eat. Whatever you may eat with Thanksgiving. And, again, it's
the amount that you're
eating. It's Thanksgiving. Go for it.
Yes, enjoy.
Like, I indulge on the holidays. I'm not going to sit there like, you know, oh, I don't want to eat this. And I'm just going to be like, yo, if I want it, I'm going to fucking eat it because it's the holiday and I'm going for it. But it's not that that makes you crash. It's not the tryptophan from the turkey. It's the amount of sugar and carbs you're consuming that's spiking your glucose and insulin. Like that old tower stack.
Right, like that.
And then crashing down. And that's where you get the itis from, or the, you know, food coma or whatever you call it. But it's from that. So it's not from, you know, it's from the food you're putting in your body. Like Martin said, the sides. So, you know, those things are...
You can eat all the turkey you want. You feel great.
Yeah. I mean, but you eat the sweet potatoes, the marshmallows on top, and, you know, the cranberry sauce, and I don't know,
whatever. Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Like, all that high glycemic stuff is going to spike your blood sugar. You know, again, it's for the holiday. Like, don't worry about your blood sugar spiking, like, unless you're diabetic.
Enjoy yourself.
If you're not diabetic and you just want to... Who cares? Forget blood sugar spiking. It's Thanksgiving. Enjoy it and fucking sleep after. It's not a big deal. You know, that's what I do. I'll enjoy it. I'll fucking take a nap after. Like, who cares if I go, you know, if my sugar spikes and drops? I'm not diabetic. I don't have to worry about it. For that one day that I do it, it's not a big deal. I do it. I get tired after. I know I'm going to get tired after. I crash. I take a nap and I'm all ready to go. So it's like, you know, but that goes to show that food, you know, determines your energy.
Yes.
And how you feel. You know, I don't feel too hot after I eat a big meal like that. You know, a big meal with like the carbs and everything like that. You know,
well, that's how I felt on a Friday. Me and Kelly went out for dinner.
Okay.
We had went to Greek, this awesome Greek place in town.
Okay.
And I was contemplating. I was like, should I like make it a cheat meal, or should I like get like a salad and like stay somewhat healthy? And she's like, no, you're gonna want to eat the pita bread.
Oh, dude, the pita bread.
And the dress, the dipping sauce. She's like,
the white
you're
sauce?
Gonna want to eat that? No, they had it was like a aioli sauce.
Oh,
it was fucking delicious.
I got the Primal Kitchen garlic aioli mayo.
Yo, that's legit.
Oh.
That's legit. But I had like a giant plate of gyro with French fries, and I was just like, we were just talking. She's like, when we get home, she's like, we gotta do a bunch of stuff. I was like, I'm just letting you know. I was like, I'm gonna be fucking useless after this meal.
Yeah.
I was like, because all I want to do is go home and just sleep.
And you know, too, you know.
Like, I know exactly how I'm going to feel
eating
that meal. Going in, I'm like, eating this entire plate of, like, this giant wrapped gyro and all these delicious French fries and pita bread and shit. I'm like, it's going to make me feel like shit. Man, enjoy the fuck out of it while I'm eating it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But that's cool that you know, too. Like, once you, like, that's for everybody, too. Like, you guys, like... Once you get to know your body, the other day I was going to have a cheat meal. I got poke. I posted it.
Delicious.
I got white rice on the side because I wasn't sure if I wanted to make it a carb day. I had three bites of it, and then I was like, you know what? If I eat this white rice, my blood sugar's going to spike, my insulin's going to spike, it's going to come crashing down, and I'm going to be so fucking tired and lazy that I'm probably not going to get any work done for the rest of the day. So I opted out. I had three bites of it, and I threw it out. And I just ate my poke like that. You know, and then even the other day, I went to... Have you ever been to Rustic Root?
No.
Bro, you and Kelly should go there, because you could even take Riley, too. It's very family-friendly.
Okay, cool.
It's rustic-looking. It's, dude, so cool. Farm-to-table,
grass-fed
beef. It's in Woodbury.
All right.
It's on Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury. like, dude, farm to table. I used to bartend there.
All right.
When they first opened.
Yeah.
One of the owners, his name is Chef Tom.
Okay.
He won 2013 Chopped.
Sick.
So, like, dude is, like, a chef among chefs. Like, he really knows his shit. Farm to table, grass-fed meat, pasture-raised, cage-free eggs, organic stuff.
I'm down for it.
You know, like, they make good cocktails. You know, they have Grady's Cold Brew.
Mm.
You know, it's a really cool place, and it's easy to stay clean. So, like, me and...
like, those places are good.
Dude. And that, you guys should go. Those... It's, like, a good, like, date spot, too.
Okay.
Me and Chris and Anthony went there. You know, it was nice, right? It was romantic.
It's a cute
They lowered the lights and everything.
Aww.
So, it was cool, because, like, we went there. We were originally going to go to Patricia's.
Okay.
Which... You know, we're friends with the owner. Like, we were like, we were going out for my birthday.
Nice.
They get fucking wild. So I was like, one of the owner, Lou, comes in and he's like, Mike's birthday weekend. And I'm like, oh shit. Because he fucking parties and he doesn't let me say no. I order a salad. He sends over like pesto, gnocchi, like bread. And I'm like, dude. So like, he was like, oh shit. What do you got? We're going to eat. We're going to do this.
Hell yeah.
Dude, like, and if I went there and I tried to order a salad, when we went out for fuck your salad, you're eating pizza, and that's that.
Yep.
You know, he sends over a bottle of wine, he sends over tequila shots, limoncello shots.
Oh, man.
Dude, they take care, you know, we take care of them, but like, dude, they take care. But that's, you know, they take care of the people. You know, that's why people have such a blast when they go there. But he was like, he comes into the store, he's like, Mike's birthday weekend, he's like, I got a bottle of tequila waiting for you. I was like, fuck.
Oh,
I was like, no.
Shit's about to go down.
So, like, we were all tired, like, Chris and Anthony, we were all, like, exhausted. We were like, you know what, like, we're not going to be able to stay clean.
No.
They're going to make us party our asses off, which would have been fun, but we all three had work the next day. So, we were like, you know what, we'll do that another time. So, we went to Rustic Root, very chill, cool date spot for you and Kelly, family spot for you, all three of you, and, you know, for Woodbury, it's fairly priced, too.
That's good to know.
So we went there.
We're going to go there.
And, you know, again, this goes back to what you were saying. Like, I was going to make it a cheat meal. I had full intentions on, because originally we were going to an Italian place. So I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm going to fucking eat whatever I want. And I was like, I was looking at all the stuff, and I was like, I don't really want it. So I wound up getting a big-ass piece of salmon.
Okay.
With some cauliflower. Some jalapenos, or however they made it. It was delicious. Probably one of the best salmon dishes I've had. I got some roasted potatoes on the side. That was my little carb. But I felt great after.
Because
I didn't want to have like the burger with the bun and the pump, did salt and vinegar fries, and it would have been fucking awesome.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I was like, you know what? Like, I'll stay clean. Because like, I don't want to feel like shit the next day.
Yeah. It's about making a decision.
It's being mindful.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not that I was restricting myself. I just I didn't sit there and I was like, I can't have this because of my diet.
Right.
I was like, I can have whatever the fuck I want.
Well, because that's when it becomes not...
That's when it becomes unhealthy.
Yes.
You know, I was like, you know what? This is just the way I eat. I would honestly, genuinely rather a nice, fresh piece of salmon with some vegetables and some roasted potatoes than a big, greasy burger.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's grass-fed, it's a greasy burger. That and fries. Like, I just genuinely wanted that over that because now in my mind, I prefer the healthier option. Just genuinely. And you know what? Like, it was a delicious piece of fish with some vegetables and potatoes. Like, well, you can't go wrong.
Right.
You know, and I felt good after. So, like, it wasn't to the fact that, like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't do the burger. I'm going to stay good. And I'm going to have the fish. I was just like, I genuinely don't want the burger. Like, I could have gotten it.
Right.
But I was like, I don't want it. Like, I would rather a piece of fish with some meal. I would rather stay healthy.
Yeah.
So
I almost went for the salmon. I was like, I was thinking about it. I was like, do I get the salmon? Because it sounded really, really delicious.
Yeah. We all got fish. There was bass, sea bass and all this shit. Like, we all stayed clean. We got fish and vegetables.
And it's like, you know what? I could go for a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Or a gyro with fucking some tzatziki on top. And I'm like, fuck it. Going in. I'm enjoying myself. Going out for dinner tonight doesn't happen often, so when you get date night,
dude,
you take advantage of it,
and
you fucking enjoy yourself.
Yeah, gotta do it.
So, you ever tried Burger Village at the Broadway Mall?
No, but I heard about them, and they're another one that has all grass-fed shit.
I haven't been to the Broadway Mall.
I believe it's like a Middle Eastern, I don't want to say Indian, because that's... I don't know if he's Indian or some type of other Middle Eastern.
Okay.
He's the owner. I met him when I went there once. He was a really nice guy. Same thing, very kind of rustic looking, like family owned. The entire menu is grass fed. Like, I don't even think they get non-grass-fed meat delivered to their place because they just use everything red.
Solid.
It's like, you know how places make it an option?
Yeah.
It's not an option. It's like everything on there is grass-fed. Sick. All the chicken is free-range. All the eggs pasture-raised. So it's like...
I like those places.
Yeah, organic stuff. Like, it's really a cool... Scott says you are a liar. You want pizza. When I was at the wedding, I ate a piece of pizza because my cousin, he loves pizza.
That's fine.
So I was just like, you know what? And all my cousins were like... It was funny. I sat down with like... I sat down with a piece of, like, it was like, you know those, like, pizza healthy breads? Bread, like, the slices of bread with kind of like pizza?
Yeah, like the flatbread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took a piece of that. It was like a full piece. It was like a little piece of bread, pizza. Pizza bread, whatever. I sat down with it. And I just did it nonchalant. I was like, yeah, fuck it up. And all my cousins literally, like, stopped what they were
doing.
Is
he going to eat it?
And they were like, you're eating pizza? And I was like, shh. Don't tell anyone.
Don't wrap me
I was like, yeah, I literally looked at them and I was like, I knew it was my cousin's wedding today. And I said, I saved this day as a do whatever the fuck I want day. So I'm going to have my wine.
If you're going to a wedding,
yeah,
enjoy yourself.
I saved it for
stop. Don't.
Eat. I saved it for
don't a. Don't try and be clean.
Eat whatever I want day. And you know what? I'm glad I did. One, the food was awesome.
Good.
They didn't have any healthy options. So I'm glad I saved it for eat whatever the fuck I want day. What did I have there? It was really good. I had the pizza, bread, whatever that's called. I haven't had pizza in so long. I don't even know what it's called. Flatbread. What else did I have? I had, like, eggplant rollatini. I had, like, chicken marsala. I had some penne alla vodka. You know what's funny, though? I didn't feel like shit after.
That's good.
Or the next day.
It's always a good thing.
I was worried about that. I was like, I'm going to be exhausted. And I crashed. When I crash off a cheat meal, like, I fucking crashed.
Absolutely.
I had an hour and a half drive home from Jersey at night. So I was like, worried about it. I was like, I don't want to crash.
Well,
I've fallen asleep driving before.
I get that when...
And I was like, worried.
When me and Kelly go out to her aunt's house, I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but, like, there's nothing really healthy on, like, on the table when we go there.
Yeah.
Like, when her aunt gets all the stuff, it's like... cookies and donuts and this and that, and like by Sunday by the time we're driving home I'm fucking exhausted driving home, and I'm like, sometimes I have to
it's
to be like Kelly, I was like, I think you're driving home tonight.
Yeah,
I was like, because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep my eyes open.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that.
Like, and that goes back to the whole topic of tonight, is that depending on how you eat,
exactly,
could cause like
I was like
exhaustion.
Yeah, I mean, like, you when you crash, like, I'm glad I enjoyed myself and I ate and drank whatever I wanted, but you know, I had to be mindful too, you know, the way my body responds. I was genuinely like, I hope, like, I stopped drinking, you know, within a certain appropriate amount of time to drive home, of course, but I was like, shit, like, if this food makes me crash, like, I'm gonna be in trouble. Like, you know, I've had to, like,
your eyes get super heavy and you're just like,
I drove with the windows open. I actually wasn't I didn't crash, so I was
good.
Really, I was happy
good.
About that, but you know, I could have. Which was, you know, it goes to show.
Definitely
it does. It does. But when you eat good food, you feel good after.
You do.
You're energized. You're properly putting the proper fuel in your body. You run better. You think better. Your brain's not fogged. So it does make a big difference. You know, the food you eat is not just determining, you know, it doesn't just determine how you look.
No.
That's why I tell people, like, yes, a weight loss journey is phenomenal and it's very great. It's healthy for you. It's a good goal. But you have to think of it, like, in a deeper, meaty sense.
Yes.
You know, it's about how you feel, how you operate. You know, it doesn't just go by how you look. You know, everyone wants to look good, of course. But, you know, you want to do it because of the way you feel and how healthy you are. And, you know, like, a lot of people, they're so like, oh, my God, I feel like shit. My energy's low. I can't think.
Well,
people
like,
in the store all the time.
What'd you eat today?
That's what I tell them.
You know, it's like, so what'd you eat today? It's like,
people all the time.
I had a giant burrito.
Oh, yeah. What do you expect? How are you going to feel?
I had chips and salsa and a giant burrito. Well, you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Think about all the sugar and carbs that you just
eat. And that stuff affects your brain, too, guys.
It does.
People all the time. Like, people in their 30s and 40s. First of all, it's 2018. 30 and 40 is the new 20 and 30.
Yes.
Like, it's not... Like, they're all, my memory is shot. I look at them, I'm like, you're 35 years old. Your memory is shot from what? Think about it. It's the food you're putting in your body. I don't even like to call it food. It's the shit you're putting in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to clog up your brain. There's a reason why I remember everybody's name. When I was eating like shit, I could shake your hand and forget your name.
I'm terrible at names.
10 seconds later.
Terrible.
10 seconds later, I would forget your name. And then it would be too awkward for me to be like, wait, what was your name again? So I would just be like, hey,
Oh, absolutely.
Guy.
I've done it so many times.
What's up, you? So
hey,
like,
you.
But now that I'm eating this way,
hey,
I've been eating this way. Hey, Kim. I've been eating this way. I shake your hand. And I remember your name. I remember your face. When people come in, you know, and then they'll stop shopping for a few months, and they'll come back in and be like, oh, like, you know, they'll say something about, like, oh, remember me? And I'll be like, yep, I do.
Yeah.
I do remember you.
I
and I remember your face, and I remember your name. So it's like, you know, things like that that's because of the way I'm eating. That has nothing to do with anything else.
Right.
You know, I do take supplements for, like, brain health and stuff, too, but it's 90% what I'm eating, 10% those supplements. You know, the supplements are just an add-on. They're exactly that. They're supplements. You know, they're just to fill the void of what I can't really get from food.
Correct.
So, you know, that goes to show. You know, my energy levels are high. My brain function is improved. You know, everything, you know, that's my main focus, brain function. I'm, like, obsessed with brain function.
Well, I mean, that's extremely important to fucking function throughout the day.
Yeah, and it makes you more successful, too. Think about it. If, you know,
if your brain is operating top-notch, then you're going to be doing good things with yourself.
That's why I do the things that I do, like little stupid things that make me seem crazy, like freezing cold showers for 30 to 60 seconds.
They're the best.
Guess what? That feels awesome. Look up the benefits of a cold 1 to 2 minute shower every day. Look up the benefits, and you'll see why I do it.
No. It's extremely uncomfortable.
It's super uncomfortable.
And you get used to it, but it feels so fucking good.
And as my success is growing, as our success is growing, it makes a difference that our brains are operating at an optimal level.
Yeah.
You know, a lot
That's
of
why we take the things that we do and we eat the food that we do.
You know, a lot of the top CEOs and very successful entrepreneurs, they take care of themselves.
They do.
You know, like, they need their brains to be operating at an optimal level. You know, even if they don't eat super, they do things to make their brains function better because they need to be doing that. Even if it's just little mental things throughout the day.
Yep.
I heard, I forget who it was, Mark Zuckerberg and, like, Elon Musk and, like, all those top fucking 1%ers, they have their studies that show that you only have X amount of quality decision-making skills a day. Like, you can only make 5 really good decisions in it.
Okay.
There's studies, though. I'm not sure what the exact number is. I used 5 as an example because I don't remember what it was. And that's that's why they dress the way they do. If you look at pictures and videos of Mark Zuckerberg, he's always wearing the same fucking t-shirt, the same jeans, the same sneakers. You know, he doesn't dress extravagant because picking out an extravagant outfit to wear is a decision that you made. And if you only have 5, if your brain is only capable of making 5 really good decisions, like, in a quality way.
Don't spend it on what you're going
to
wear.
You're going to pick an extravagant shit to wear. First of all, you're Mark Zuckerberg. You can wear whatever the fuck you want.
You
don't care. So, you know, someone like that, if you're picking out an extravagant outfit to wear, you're going to waste the decision making on that.
Right.
You only have 4 decisions left to make. As the owner and creator of Facebook and all the ventures he has going on, he's going to waste an important decision for the day on what to wear? Hell no. So that's why you always see him in a plain t-shirt, plain pants, regular Nike shoes, whatever he wears, New Balance shoes, what, I don't even know. But he's always in plain-ass clothes because he doesn't want to waste that. And I actually believe that. You know, making a decision is, if you think about it, it's kind of exhausting to your brain.
Absolutely.
It's emotionally exhausting. And most of us don't realize that, and we stress ourselves out every day. And, you know, that does make a big difference. Actually, I'm going to be doing more research on that for myself. I'm going to share the research.
Well, we just got a comment that's from Kim.
So I'm actually going to research that more. I'm going to start practicing it. Obviously, I'm not, you know, a 1%er like that yet.
Yeah.
We both will be. Once we have Rogan and Elon on the podcast in the near future, then we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But yeah, I want to make sure, I want to test it out. I want to be like, I can wear pretty much, like, I wear whatever to work. I wear jeans and a mission shirt.
Right.
You know, so it's like little things like that. I don't want to waste a decision on whether to, you know, wear an outfit or not, like what outfit to wear. So I want to make sure, I want to try to test it out and see if I make other decisions a little bit more.
So there's so much research behind that in psychology. Decision-making fatigue depletion is real.
Hell yeah. So the cold shower helps you sleep better. The cold shower literally knocks me out. Because
yeah,
a cold
I
shower... I do both.
I do mine in the morning.
I do one at night and I do one in the morning.
Okay.
A cold shower, actually, at night, in a rested state, a cold shower can help your body produce more melatonin.
That's
which is why it knocks me out.
Interesting. Might have to start doing
it. It was really pretty cool.
Even though I don't have problems sleeping.
I never did, which I'm very fortunate in because that's a common problem, dude. Yeah. A lot of people have trouble sleeping.
Oh, absolutely.
And I never had trouble sleeping. I just want to put myself in the deepest quality of sleep I can.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My head hits
the
pillow, I'm done.
Out.
Danny. Preach Aubrey. Aubrey Marcus. He believes in a lot of this stuff. Don't worry. We'll have him on the podcast eventually, too.
Yeah. Did you see Aubrey got into a car accident?
Did he?
He got into a really bad car accident. A month ago, I think.
Is he good?
Yeah, he was in the hospital for like a week. I think he like lost feeling in like his whole upper lip and like the side of his face. And
hopefully that comes back.
I don't think it's going to.
Wow.
His like whole like, I mean, he was a really good looking dude.
Yeah.
But like, and he's embracing the whole like change that's happened to him. He has like a giant scar now down his face.
Yeah.
His whole like front top lip is like much, much bigger.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he said he's like in pain like all the time. He's like, he can't feel like part of his face. And yeah, he got to a like horrible car accident.
Dude, I didn't know that.
He said he didn't even know what happened. He was just like, I left my house, said I love you to his fiance, and
yeah.
Before he knew it, he said he remembers just kind of like waking up in the hospital.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, Aubrey, if you're watching this, rest up, brother.
Yeah.
You'll be back in those jungles taking ayahuasca before you know it.
Hell yeah.
So you guys got any questions?
Let's get some questions going.
We went off
a little bit.
We actually stayed on topic tonight.
We did. Let's.
If you're just tuning in, it's not common.
No. I like to call it intelligently rambling.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes, guys. We got a
couple of minutes. Let's get some
questions. Got a bunch of people on.
Ask away.
My wife sent me a video. She said, my kid is acting like a first-class asshole tonight.
Sick.
Sorry, babe. I'll be home soon. We'll play this after.
That's hilarious, actually. All right, questions. Let's do it.
Q&A.
You guys have been firing off questions
for
the podcast, and it's awesome, so let's get some more.
Shoot it.
You like these shoes?
Yeah, those are nice. What kind of shoes are those?
They're from H&M.
Are they?
They are. So I set out today to buy pants.
Okay. It's always a good...
I got a bunch of shit.
Expedition.
But no pants.
Hmm.
I got a bunch of other shit, and I got really good deals too.
H&M always has good deals.
I got bargains, man. I went to Old Navy. I don't like, but they have some pants that I like, so I went. I wound up getting, and I usually just when I shop, I'm smart with my money, but I'm not a very good shopper because I don't like shopping, so I usually just get frustrated and I just probably spend too much money on shit that I could have gotten on a deal.
Yep.
So today I did good. I actually went patient. I got two pairs of shorts, a gym tank top, a hoodie, a t-shirt, and these shoes.
Solid.
For under $100.
That's a solid shopping trip.
So these shoes were originally $50.
What'd you get them for?
And I got them on the sale rack. They were hooked on a sale rack that said $7. I was like, obviously they're not
sales.
But I brought them up and I was like, oh, how much are they? You know, like, she's like, oh, they're $50. They come up full price. And I was like, okay, like, I wanted them. So I was like, all right,
yeah.
I'll just fucking get them anyway. She's like, let me look online. So she whips her phone out and she's like, oh, like, they're full price online too, but I see ones that kind of sort of look like it for $24.99. She was like, we can make them that.
Sick.
And I was like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome. So I got them for $25.
Solid.
She probably fudged some numbers, but
yeah.
I definitely would appreciate it.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Kim. What's your go-to meal when you are eating for energy? Good fucking question.
It's a really good question.
That's a phenomenal question. My meal when I'm eating for energy is 3 scrambled eggs cooked in grass-fed butter, 3 pieces of bacon. Not sure why 3. 2 is not enough. 4 is a little... I usually don't wind up finishing 4. So I got 3 scrambled eggs, pasture-raised, cage-free, cooked in grass-fed butter, 3 pieces of Trader Joe's smoked bacon because it's no sugar or anything like that, and half an avocado. And then when I'm done, I put some pink salt on, pour a little bit of olive oil on, and that's like my power meal.
Love it.
Like, I'm fired up after that.
That's a good meal.
You know, it's almost 50 grams of fat in there. Probably a little bit more. But yeah, that's my go-to like power meal.
That's a really,
really
good meal.
Really what I'm like, yeah. So.
My go-to meal when I'm eating for energy, it kind of changes.
Okay.
I usually get a, I'd say steak. Usually like a good ribeye steak,
mm-hmm.
with some butter and garlic. Cooked in butter and garlic as well. And then some sort of vegetable. Like usually spinach or asparagus are usually my like go-tos.
Like asparagus, yeah.
Those are like, I can eat steak like every single night of the week.
Mm.
I have no problems with it. That's usually like my dinner.
Okay.
And I feel like that's always a, it always gives me a good boost.
Some dope dinners, yeah.
It usually gives me a good boost. For lunch, for energy-wise, depends on what I'm meal prepping for the week.
Okay.
You know, like, it goes week by week. But I make a mean keto chili with some sauce, with some ground pork.
I can't wait to start
doing that. Ground beef.
Now for the fall and the winter.
Some tomatoes, jalapenos. What else do I throw? I throw a bunch of shit in there.
I can't wait to start making chili.
Yeah.
I've been making soup lately.
Soup?
I get the bone broth that I normally just drink.
Yeah.
But I started getting, I fucking hate celery, but I'm trying really hard. You know I hate celery.
Celery's...
But I really want to eat it because it's so good for you.
It is.
I can eat it cooked in soup when it's soft.
Interesting.
I don't mind the taste of it. It's just the texture of it when it's raw. So I took the bone broth and I chopped up onions, celery, and cauliflower rice.
Hmm.
And I put it in bone broth, and I cooked it like soup. I put black pepper, pink Himalayan salt, and turmeric powder.
Okay.
And
that
I garlic, and I made it a soup, and it was awesome. Like, awesome.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Danny.
Danny, best first meal change to get to, what's the best food drink for after? Hold on. Well, your first question is best first meal change to get into keto. Is that what that means? And then I'm finishing up at the gym. What's the best food or drink for after?
I mean, I'm always a fan of branch chain amino acids for after.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of BCAAs for before
and after.
But I think before and after is good. I'm not a big fan of protein shakes.
Depends on what they are.
They're good for after the gym. They definitely help with recovery. I'm usually starving after the gym, so I wind up just eating anyway.
If you want a good meal, have breakfast.
Yeah.
Make eggs, some bacon, some avocado.
Eggs and broccoli is an amazing...
Ooh.
Eggs, broccoli, and bacon is probably one of the best post-workout meals.
And onions. There's onions in there too.
And believe it or not, you'll probably never hear me say this again, fat is not the best for after your workout.
Okay.
Which I will usually never say because I'm a fan of fat all day. But fat, since it's slow digesting, it actually pairs up with whatever you're eating and it stops the other thing from quickly digesting. But for like a post-workout, like good protein meal, whole eggs with bacon and...
Yeah, eat breakfast.
And broccoli and onions and...
I mean, it's got a lot of protein, it's got a lot of fat.
Yeah.
And very low...
Carbs. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Don't have a donut.
I see these bodybuilders on Instagram eating what they're eating, and I'm just like, please stop.
But your first question is best first meal change to get into keto?
I think that's what it means.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
I kickstarted my keto by fasting for 24 hours to get my body producing ketones.
Best first meal change? Skip breakfast.
Yep.
Have your first meal at like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And for breakfast, have either water with some lemon and pink Himalayan sea salt and
mm-hmm.
some apple cider vinegar, or have a bulletproof coffee.
Yeah.
With some grass-fed butter, some MCT oil, and some collagen powder maybe, or some cinnamon mixed in, or just black coffee.
Yeah.
And water. But otherwise, Have your first meal at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
That's a good way to get kicked into
keto. Or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's really whatever, however hungry you're feeling between 12 and 2, I'd say. Have your first meal.
Yeah. That's a really good way to get your body into a fat-burning state or into ketosis.
Yeah.
100%.
So, those are our suggestions.
Yes.
If you guys have no other questions, then, because I think
we're about an hour.
We just hit an hour and 5 minutes.
All right.
So, all right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, don't forget, download this episode on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Google Play, and on YouTube. And if you download us on iTunes or YouTube, please hit that subscribe button and give us 5 stars on iTunes. And leave us a little review so we know how we're doing.
Yeah, give us some feedback.
So we know what we're doing wrong or what we're doing right. Tell us you love us.
Yeah.
If you hate us, fine, go fuck yourself.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just sign up.
The link to the iTunes podcast is in both of our Instagram profiles.
And in our podcast
Instagram
profile.
Yeah, it's right in the bio. So all you got to do is click it. It brings you directly to... It opens iTunes podcast, and it brings you right to our page. So you can listen on your commute. You can listen at work if you don't get in trouble for that. If you need to catch up, if you want to listen from the beginning, if you're a new listener, visit our Instagrams or the podcast's Instagram and click the link, and it brings you right to iTunes. Rate us 5 stars, review, so we know, like Marty said, we know how we're doing. We know, if there's a suggestion like, hey, like we want to hear more of this, don't be afraid. Like, throw it down there. We like feedback. We like suggestions. We like to talk about topics that you want to hear. So, 5 stars, review, iTunes.
And don't forget, our podcast is sponsored by Sail Away Coffee.
Mm.
Go to sailawaycoffee.com and use the code KETO, KETOMM, at checkout for 10% on your order. 10% off of your order. Wow.
Yeah.
Also thanks to Tonic CBD for hooking us up with some awesome CBD to keep our minds straight and going. And shout out to No Matter What Apparel for hooking us up.
The newest sponsor of the podcast. No Matter What Apparel. Go check out their clothes. Their stuff is awesome. I have a couple shirts. I have some joggers. Really cool shit. And I'm super picky with clothes. So if I love the clothes, they're good.
Yeah.
I'm very picky.
And also, we have merch. It'll be in the... There'll be a link in it, but it's teespring.com/stores/MWMM. We shortened it.
Yes.
Go buy a t-shirt. Support the podcast.
Support.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Have a great week. And...
Peace.
Peace.